we might probably play Reality again before the end of the show. Jessica Freck, of course, joining us in the second part of the production. Now, always impressive when we can actually welcome a new co-presenter from our transatlantic areas to the airwaves and podcasts, etc. Even better when you have not one, but two in a fantastic routine, particularly when you actually move to a lady who's described as an amazing woman who has been successful in a diverse number of fields. To be precise, there's nothing Celeste Yarnell can't do when she puts her mind to it. When you actually add to that the amazingly talented Nazim and a New York exhibition who hopefully, having sent her out the thing, if you haven't already liked the exhibition and said, yes, I'm going to go for that, you will say, this is just genius personified. We say Celeste Yarnell and Nazim, are you indeed there?
Hello, Alex, from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Ah, fantastic. Hi, stuff. Hi, it's brilliant stuff. All connected in all sorts of ways. And Celeste, I noticed you'd been Facebooking and saying it's all available. People can listen online as well as waiting for the pod being cast and all sorts of things. Celeste, let's turn to you first, because we've actually scheduled in the whole thing here this notion of Elvis Presley through to PhDs, the Star Trek series. I mean, the classic line, of course, with Ensign Chekhov and yourself in the episode The Apple of Star Trek has been resonant with so many Star Trek coordinated folk. It's no surprise you were brought back for a special a few years ago, etc. It's been quite a journey, and continues to be so, it would seem.
It's so true. In fact, Bill Shatner, Captain Kirk, will have a new DVD out soon. They're just completing the final edits on it that I make a guest appearance on, where we're talking about what it means to us to have, you know, this amazing fan base and these wonderful friends all around the world. It's just the most incredible portal you can imagine, and Nazim and I use it in our business today. We like to say, live long and prosper with what we do.
We do the same thing. I can even sort of make the Vulcan salute on that basis alone.
And very good.
The classic line when you're sort of discussing reproduction with the children of Val, and you say, but how is it done? Amazing. Genius stuff on that basis. I think Walter Koenig's career took off from that moment onwards, basically. But there.
I was the sex education 101 teacher of the Star Trek.
It's very important. In fact, curiously enough, Sarah Bullimore in the studio is wearing an outfit not too dissimilar as well, really, in terms of skirt size and everything else, which is always good, but there we are. Let's move on. Hannah, you've been checking out Celeste's material, obviously Nazim and so on. Questions for yourself, because it is actually Celeste Hannah O'Brien's birthday today.
Yes, happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you. Celeste, I was looking at your website, Celestial Pets. Could you tell us a bit more about that and how you got into looking after pets? Or?
Well, I refer to myself as a holistic lifestyle advocate, and it really expands to people and pets, or basically anything with a pulse. And what we like to do is help people to transition to a holistic lifestyle, be they children, four-legged friends. A holistic lifestyle is what we are behind, with various products that support that lifestyle. And it came about basically with a passion for animals from, you know, childhood. So
it's
we
interesting.
Just want to be of value in any way we can. So we certainly encourage everyone listening globally to kind of think of us as the go-to people. If it falls into the holistic arena, feel free to contact us, and we'll guide you to the appropriate protocols and supplements that can do nothing but make life better.
That's certainly something which very much in keeping with both the Siren FM philosophy and also Southside Broadcasting as well. It's fascinated by the fact that we have not only the natural dog care, a complete guide to holistic care for dogs, but also natural cat care, a complete guide to holistic care for cats. Because I know, Hannah, you're saying, dogs, I don't mind, but cats, don't know whether I trust them at all, really, from that point of view.
I'm not sure I like cats.
I can liken that to, you know how some women have never gotten to meet the right man? Well, I say to you, you just have never met the right cat.
I'll look out for mine. My soulmates and cats.
It's all sorted through. I won't do a straw poll on that. Don't worry, Natasha, because, you know, all sort of them is Sarah. Sarah, questions for yourself.
Hello, Celeste. I'm quite, I don't know if this is a question for yourself really or for Nazim, but I'm quite intrigued to know a bit more about this exhibition that you've got going on.
This is
what,
true.
And what's the content
and why we should like it and go there and
yes,
actually support it, because it's good. Outstanding.
And vote for Nazim.
Yes.
Don't just support it. Select Nazim, because we want to see his art up in Times Square. So it's kind of a beauty contest, you know?
Yeah.
Your listeners can support this London boy that I'm fortunate enough to have married 2 years ago and collect him. He can be part of your personal collection.
Yeah. You see, I thought either Nazim was an outstanding actor and actually doing the Dick Van Dyke accents to a T there, but no, he's a genuine London guy. It's fantastic stuff. Fantastic.
My accent just sounds so flat next to you. Beautiful, glorious, glorious dulcet.
Oh, please. Where are we going on this particular routine? But still, Nazim, let's talk about the artistry, because I've had a look at the material that's online, and obviously we can access it through moxart.com. People are listening online, etc. And it's pretty outstanding. I mean, Sarah, you've had a look at the art.
No,
you haven't?
No,
outrageous.
I'm waiting for you to sell it to me.
Yes. Hannah.
Just put it up.
I clicked on the link.
Yes.
That was in the email, but it sent me to something about muscles.
Mox Art is our live long and prosper, fabulous product, lifestyle, and business. Nazim's website for his own art portfolio is nazimartist.com, nazimartist.com. But he has a special link for the Art Takes Times Square. And it does require a login, because what people are doing is they're not only collecting Nazim's art and voting for his potential participation in this Times Square exhibition, they're also being enabled to be part of the competition themselves, because there will be a process where the most exciting art collection will be selected, and the winners of that will receive a cash prize and a trip to New York City for the exhibition itself. So I think Alex can post the actual link to Nazim's portfolio, and once you've collected Nazim, you can then peruse the other artists, make them part of your collection. And it does require a Facebook account.
It is remarkably easy to do, though. I have actually done it myself, which, for the technological challenges there, we've already set our ace yeoman
Bullimore.
Exactly. Well, Martha Landon, either that or yeoman Bullimore, etc., to actually get on the whole thing from that point of view. She's been looking at the work now. Sarah, now you've actually had a look at the wonderment that is Nazim's fantastic artwork from nazimartist.com. Your thoughts?
It's beautiful.
You see?
It reminds me very much. Nazim, how do you create it? Is it digital art, or is it hand-drawn?
Yes, it's very much traditional-based work. I'm a traditionalist by nature, and obviously when you're married to a muse who's your perpetual inspiration, then it comes easy.
Yeah.
He's a painter. He works in all medium, oil, acrylics, graphite, you name it, clay. He's a London boy that makes art from his heart and soul.
I say the same thing about the Midweek Drive team and co-presenters. Without muses, I'd be lost completely, and creativity would just dry up like a sort of an oasis in the desert.
There you go. It's the feminine power in the world.
Every show one does, Azim. Absolutely.
So let's tell you something about which we're involved in, which is called the FEM Project.
Oh, this is fabulous, Alex and Hannah. We are co-producers on a project, a documentary-length feature film project that is called FEM, F-E-M-M-E, Women Healing the World. And Sharon Stone is our executive producer, and I'm in it, along with Marianne Williamson, Jean Houston, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Barbara Lazaroff, some very, very exciting women globally from India, Africa, China, the USA, just all over the world. And there's still an investment opportunity for $500 to $1,000 increments to complete the post-production and get the film ready for Oscar contention for this year. Our message is that the power on this planet is lopsided. It's too much of a patriarch, and we want to bring back balance. We want to balance the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. And there's lots of information about femme at my celestialmusingsblog.com for WordPress, and also on my Facebook pages. So we hope to.
Celeste, there are so many goodies in here, and you mentioned Marianne Williamson, of course, another Star Trek connection there from I think Dagger of the Mind, if memory serves for that particular routine. But anyway, let's move on. Katie, any thoughts or questions from yourself?
I'm interested as to what you got your PhD in.
My PhD is in nutrition, and there should be another one granted to you for lifetime service.
I think so. Yeah, exactly.
I think my 20 years of actually being in practice and continuing my study and my research is so much more important than something you hang on your wall, which was the end of the road at the time. It's the lifetime journey. So although it's technically in nutrition, my PhD is in a healthy lifestyle.
And I know we've spoken about coenzyme Q10. There's heaps of other goodies there. Let's move to Natasha. Natasha, any thoughts or questions for yourself you'd like to raise at this point? Because you know how often I've said you need to support that immune system. You can't be going down with colds, etc. You're doing the location reports with us. You need to have your selenium and zinc and so on. Anyway, over to you.
Hi, Celeste. What would you say that the main things were for a healthy lifestyle? What should every person do?
And that comes from a very unhealthy 20-year-old student.
I'm always very unhealthy.
Well, I do totally agree with you about the coenzyme Q10. And what supports it is omega-3 essential fatty acids. So the purpose of directing your listeners to moxart.com, which is M as in Mary, OXXART.com, is so that you can listen to and see me in person give you a little video presentation of why this particular unique array of omega-3 essential fatty acids has become our live long and prosper with Moxor paradigm. We are set up in the UK. We have distributors there and all over the EU, New Zealand, Australia's coming on board. And the marvelous thing about this supplement, which again will support everything that you're doing, Alex, with that wonderful company that you present so often from Norway, is that Moxor is the only source of the green lip muscle marine lipid in its cold extracted form, and it possesses 18 omega-3s rather than the 2 with fish oil. And of course, really supporting the fish oil industry is becoming almost unconscionable right now because of the horror of what's happening to our seas and waterways with, you know, indiscriminate fishing for krill. And Moxor is 100% sustainable, and these magnificent little green lip mussels are prepared in such a way that they are cold extracted. They're like a raw food, pristinely pure, no toxins, no mercury, heavy metals. They're harvested at 18 months of age and encapsulated right there in New Zealand 4 hours later. And you can get them delivered fresh to your door in these perfect little capsules every month just by going to moxart.com.
Celeste, let's just hold it there, because I mean there's just so many heaps of stuff. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, from Nazim's fantastic artwork, again a reminder, I mentioned that in terms of nazimartist.com, have a Facebook account, go and get book, I say book, reserve, support, show, cast your vote.
Collect.
Thank you, Hannah. Exactly.
We call it the art of wellness, and the art of wellness is basically powered by our wonderful product, Moxor, at moxart.com. So it's all about the art of wellness paradigm, which merges Nazim's art and my holistic work for all these years. But we didn't talk about the fabulous glaze that's on Nazim's original art as well as our prints on stretched canvas. He created a glaze that has a natural compound in it that actually cleans the air of mold, fungus, odors, and bacteria, and then emits into the ambient environment what we call negative anions, which are the good, don't let the word negative put you off, these healthy air anions like you'd get at the seashore or after a rainforest.
The sort of smell of ozone, but again, at this
point... You don't get that. It's really amazing. It also has far infrared particles. So it's an all-natural organic green compound, and it brings the paintings to life. When you see the prints on stretched canvas, which are very inexpensive, just a couple of $100 will buy you magnificent. It'll buy you one of the pieces of art that you see on Nazim's website.
Celeste, it's been just a blast in so many ways, and I've got to ask you those last two questions. Clearly a whole heap of things there. Have you both had a reasonably interesting first telephonic debut with us across the Atlantic here at Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive?
Sublime, Alex, I must say, to have to hear our dulcets shared with yours. It's been quite magical.
Well,
thank you so much for the opportunity. And
I'm going to leave with an English accent.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to say,
I say,
hello.
My girl. I say, in all sorts of ways.
Say.
By George, she's got it. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to featuring you both again in the very near future?
Anytime. It would be our pleasure.
Indeed.
I think that's Celeste and Nazim. We'll come back. A round of applause, please. It's outstanding in all sorts of ways. Splendid.
Have a blessed, beautiful, holistic day to all of you.